Hello, everybody. This is Azania. This is Azara Podcast. And this is just a really quick or short one that I just wanted to record and talk with you guys about. So yesterday, majority of the, I guess, the main social media that we use, or some of the major apps, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, were out. And most people who were at work knew, or some, I mean, did not know. And those of us who had family overseas and you try to connect with them via WhatsApp, we noticed that nothing was working and nothing was going through. So, I mean, the good thing is, well, phone, you could call them. We called and they're like, hey, WhatsApp was not working. At first, I was like, yes, y'all always have glitches and maybe it's a network problem. But come to find out later, yesterday evening, it was a whole, a world, not, was it, can I say worldwide? It was majority of the world had the problem. Because I had gone, last night I had gone on Reddit, and I saw, I just typed up WhatsApp, and I saw that people were typing in, no WhatsApp here, Deutschland, India, Korea, Germany, South Africa. I'm like, hold up, it's not just Nigeria that had a blackout with WhatsApp. All these other countries had problems, and maybe even more. So the little bit that I could find out was just that some whistleblower said something, and I was sitting on Twitter. I was trying to open the Bay Area news, because that's where this information was coming from. And he wanted me to sign up for information. I'm not really wanting to sign up for information. I just want to find out what's going on. Like, sign up to get, like, news come to you. I was like, no, I didn't want to do that. So I didn't read it. So my goal today is to look up what happened and figure out what really went down as to why we had a blackout of these three major areas. I mean, they were all coming, there were communications about people who worked at Facebook not being let into their offices. I don't know. But my concern right now is a couple people overseas, a couple people from my family who reached out. One of them was like, hey, because most of our communication is on Facebook and WhatsApp. We talk every day. And she was like, hey, did you go to work? Everything okay? I didn't see you. I didn't hear from you. But I remember, I mean, typing and sending messages said it went, but I guess it didn't go through. I didn't see you. I didn't hear from you. I hope everything is okay. And then I spoke to another one who was like, oh my gosh. It was a little bit almost depressing because I couldn't reach you. I mean, I couldn't use the major apps. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It is, I'm an 80s kid. It is crazy how we went from no social media. Well, I grew up in Nigeria. We didn't have but TV and phone. There was really no social media until just recently. And it's taken over our everyday activities. And that's how we communicate. That's how we find our news. That's how we entertain ourselves. That's how we stay connected to the world. So with Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram being out, a lot of people could be depressed just because of that. So with this, I just want to let you guys real quick. I just want to let you guys know really quickly that there are other options. There is Signal, S-I-G-N-A-L. There is Telegram, which I joined not too long ago. And it's actually popular overseas than it is here, or let's say Nigeria, than it is here in the U.S. There is also Twitter, which are the things I actually reached out to my family members to say, hey, you can use these apps. If you cannot, oh, you're going to scratch my car. Sorry, y'all. I'm sitting in my car and I parked and this lady just went in, not caring how she's going to open her door. I don't like it when people do that. Oh, well. So, going back to what I was saying. So you can use Telegram, you can use Twitter, and you can use Signal to find the information that you need. Not find information you need, to communicate with your loved ones. And let them know, hey, if you can't reach me on WhatsApp or Facebook, there's always Telegram. there's always Signal. We can communicate with one another. So do that and just let them know. Because, I mean, I was a little bit surprised to hear this person say it was a little bit depressing not being able to communicate or even get on Facebook. So, and then if you can, there are other options. Like, if you don't have Reddit, you can sign up for Reddit. Nobody's paying me for this. I just a couple apps that I use that have helped me when I'm not on WhatsApp, Facebook, or Instagram. So Reddit, I use it mostly for news or to figure out, hey, what's going on with the world or what are people saying. There's a lot of conspiracy theories, but they're pretty awesome because some of it is really funny. And then on Twitter, most of it, I just use it for what's trending. I don't tweet a lot, but I just use it for what's trending or to find out news about what's going on. And then there's Clubhouse, which in Clubhouse, I actually listened in on a group. And this person was saying that if you are an entrepreneur, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Make sure you have other, outlets that you use to, propagate or share your business. Don't just put it all on Facebook. Don't just put it, because they were complaining about Facebook and the marketing, it not being the same again. He was talking about using Twitch. I have no clue. I'm no gamer. I have no idea what Twitch is about. So he said he streams on Twitch, whichever one is right. He uses YouTube. He uses Facebook. He uses WhatsApp. And he said in a nutshell, building relationships is more important than just building physical relationship is the most important thing. Don't just have everything on social media and think that everything is all right. The relationship is the most important part of, I guess, everything we do in life. So that's it. I'm sitting in my car and I just had this conversation with someone. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to reach out to you guys just in case you didn't know. Just there are other apps out there. Again, Telegram, Signal. And you can also use Twitter to just communicate to your loved ones and tell them, hey, I'm all right. And at the same time, if none of those work, don't forget, you can always call and or text. God willing, everything will be fixed. I mean, they're all back up online now, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. The question is, what really happened? If anybody knows, hey, reach out to me, Instagram, Izora Podcast, or you can always email me, IzoraPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, what do you guys think about? I mean, I could share a number. I have a number I could give to you guys. But if y'all are interested, I'll put it in the box. You can always reach out to me if you feel like talking. All right. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.